Well, Jason, here we are. It's Monday, time for the Monday Business Watch. I love picking up my paper and reading about Arrowhead Center. I always know that it's good news for our community.
Always. And we've got another round yesterday in Sunday's paper. We're talking this week about this really cool international partnership between the government of Mexico City and NMSU's Arrowhead Center. And Griselda Martinez, she's the director of this particular program, Activating Entrepreneurs. And it's really interesting. It's a four-month, very fast-paced business acceleration process. And, you know, they do that quite a bit already at Arrowhead, but this one's unique in that it does partner with our friends south of the border. It focuses on business model development, offers sort of a global perspective when entrepreneurs are considering markets for their ventures, you know, what the actual market looks like. A lot of times people will think a market looks one way and it really doesn't. One of the programs they were telling us about was for biodegradable, environmentally safe dishwashing soap.
And environmentally safe dishwashing
soap.
Yeah. Interesting.
And you would think that's probably something that you might want to put in your regular store. But this one they figured out actually targets better in some of the higher end stores, natural grocers, places like that, just because they can sell it at a slightly higher price to this particular group of consumers. So that's one success story. And this year they're expanding it. Last year, the government of Mexico City partnered with four public universities and got the best and brightest aspiring entrepreneurs out there. And this year, they're expanding that to eight public and private universities in Mexico. And what they do is they use this program developed here at NMSU, and they use the materials in Spanish language in these eight now universities in Mexico to sort of bring this development process front and center, like they've been doing so well for our entrepreneurs locally, and expanding it across the border.
That's nice that the Arrowhead does go beyond Las Cruces and into Mexico.
Absolutely. If you look at not only our culture is so wrapped up on both sides of the border, you know.
Intertwined.
And if you look at economic development, well, we've been saying for years that we are absolutely bound to some of the economic development in Mexico spurs our economic development and vice versa. And for us, you know, growing together, we grow together. It's true. It's not just a phrase. And this is a great way to get that information out there.
Okay, let's move on to Antiques Cabinets. You've got a profile on them.
Yeah, a profile. Tony Harris moved from London to Las Cruces about 40 years ago. And Paula Heichel did this story for us. She was visiting with him, and he said when he first got here, he thought he would open a business making traditional Danish modern furniture. Didn't go over so well in Las Cruces.
No.
So he sort of adjusted.
We like that rustic look.
We like that rustic look. That's exactly what he told Paula, the Southwestern, the Spanish style. So he had to adapt a little bit. And so he turned his attention to building custom kitchen cabinets. And for 40 years, Antiques has been doing that. And in talking to him, found out that one of the things that they do is they use computers to get to within, I want to say, 1/64th of an inch on specifications when they're building these things. So, you know, you get new cabinets, they've got to fit right in there just
absolutely,
perfectly.
Absolutely, yes.
And that's one of their strengths. And they've also built up over the 40 years a base of really, really loyal residential customers. They do a lot of commercial work as well. And one thing he said about doing that, commercial as well as residential, keeping that sort of broad approach, when the housing market kind of tanked in 2008, he was able to ride that out with little, not no impact, but a manageable impact, stayed pretty steady. And so they're still out there, you know, fitting us with the fine cabinetry right here in Las Cruces.
Mavida on economic development.
Yeah, interesting one. You know, last weekend was the Spaceport America's first relay run.
Yes.
And an amazing thing. They ran in legs all the way from El Paso out to the spaceport. And one of the teams that was running is called the Job Enablers.
And Job Enablers.
Job Enablers. And it's got a really neat group on it. We've got Davin Lopez, who wrote this column, kind of sharing his vision on economic development and how the spaceport plays a role in that now and will continue to do so in the future.
Well, Jason, thank you very much for coming, and we'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.